Into the Blender, episode 11.
Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
You're listening to Into the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
But it really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall.
So we've had an exciting couple of weeks.
We have.
Yeah, we had T's birthday weekend extravaganza. And then the next weekend, which was weekend before last, we went to visit our new friend, M.A.M.P.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was so much fun.
And we decided to have a conversation with M.A.M.P., and she is our super secret guest today.
Yeah.
So we actually recorded a little segment with her because her son's birthday is in January, and T's birthday is in January. And it's something very dear to our hearts, how to make the birthday really special for the child that has it really near Christmas. So that's what we talk about. But before that, I just wanted to kind of, we could just talk a little generally about T's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say real quick, of course, we were at MA's and we had such a blast hanging out.
Oh, yeah.
And talking, and we totally forgot to record anything while we were there.
I know. We took the recording gear because we were going to record it while we were there. And we got there and we went on this really fun tour of Philly.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so cool. We saw stuff that I really didn't think we'd be able to see from the car because we got there later in the day and didn't have time to do the traditional, you know, kind of sightseeing.
Yeah. And we actually ate authentic Philly cheesesteaks.
Yes. And they were so good. They were totally worth standing in the cold for.
Yes.
They were so good. And then we went back and we we had a little baking moment where we told him our cheat for our favorite kind of quick and dirty desserts. And so we made a run to the grocery store for that. And then we were literally up talking and chatting till like 2 o'clock in the morning and, you know, playing this trivia game and all that kind of stuff. And we totally forgot to record. So we kind of just did it over the phone after we got back.
Yeah.
It was really cool. We had such a great time and she was just the hostess with the mostess. It was awesome. And we got to meet the Quicksilver kid, who was so cool and so funny and so smart and just was schooling us on video games.
Yep.
We could not even keep up because he just knew everything. So he was very impressive. Cannot wait to hang out with them again. So much fun.
Totally.
Yeah. So T's birthday once again fell on 3-day weekend. So we turn it into the extravaganza that it should be. And on Saturday night, he had some friends spend the night. And that was a lot of fun. It was the first like guys sleepover, you know, the cousins come and spend the night. But this was the first time that it was like a friend
Friends from school. And,
And then the cousins too. And so that was a lot of fun. They had a blast. I think at 5 a.m., I finally said, all right, guys.
Yeah, they would have gone all night.
Oh, easily.
I think so.
Yeah.
And we get into a little bit during the interview, but so that wasn't the original plans. The original plans was to do paintball, and
all
we decided that, that they were going to freeze and they were going to cause some kind of permanent damage. So the paintball's going to go on hold until fair weather.
Yeah. So we had the sleepover, and then all the kids went home the next day, except for the cousins, our nephews that spend a lot of time here. And they spent the night again, and then they went home. And then Monday, we did his fave breakfast, which is a tradition here. Whoever's birthday it is, they get whatever they want.
Right.
He chose strawberry Nestle milk and a chocolate eclair, as he did last year. And I was like, I don't know.
And it's weird that he hasn't asked for either of those things all year long.
That's the only time he asks for them.
You asked, okay, what do you want for your breakfast, for birthday
strawberry
breakfast?
Strawberry milk and a chocolate eclair.
And it was right there. Boink.
I know. And he literally never asks for those things. Any other time, it was, it's the head scratcher, but you know, it makes him happy. And then we went out to dinner that night to his little favorite pizzeria, and my dad and sister and her husband And then we went, of course, and M with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And his birthday cake of choice was a chocolate cheesecake, which I made for him.
Yeah.
It was good. And then, of course, cupcakes to school, mm-hmm. as usual. But the thing that I really, really appreciated this week, and I think that, or for this birthday for him, I think I had mentioned before that with his father's side of the family, mm-hmm. that they usually will just get things that they think they'll like and not really ask for any input on, you know, well, what yeah. is he asking for? What does he want? And so this year, after Christmas, I got an email from the grandpa on that side asking for his birthday wish list. Mm-hmm. And I was so excited that they asked for a wish list for him to, you know, what does he want, mm-hmm. that I sent them the wish list without, like, taking anything off for us to give him. So I was like, okay, so they have the wish list. Now what do we get him?
Right.
So that was kind of a scramble, but I was so excited. I didn't even think twice. I just went, zip, there you go. This yeah. is what he wants. And it was great. They really were more attuned to what does he want this year. So that mm-hmm. was really great. And I wanted to encourage that so that he would appreciate appreciate it more.
Yeah.
And so then he went the following weekend to visit his grandparents on his dad's side. And they had a big party for him, and he had a lot of fun with that, too,
yeah.
and made the brisket. His grandmother makes the most amazing brisket, and I have to tease him every time he comes up. You didn't even bring me a little slice, because it really is the best brisket in the world. So good.
There wasn't any left.
Yeah. So he had a really fun-filled time, and, of course, that ended up being 1, 2, 3, 4 birthday parties. Which yeah. is what I think we usually end up with, the sleepover, and then the family dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then the school party, and then his dad's side of the family. So both of the boys are so spoiled. They just rake it in on their birthdays. It's really obscene, which is the way we like it.
Then I'll be looking forward to paintball wars in the spring.
Yep. Yep. So when it warms up, we're going to go play paintball.
Yeah.
So that was pretty yeah. much his birthday. It was a lot of fun. We really enjoyed it. And he's 11 now.
Yep. So we're going to try to keep this somewhat short, our interview went a little long.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to say real quick, a little health update
mm-hmm.
from our healthy stuffs. Mm-hmm. Last time we talked about what we're doing, and
yeah.
I've been doing pretty good. I've still been eating pretty well.
Yeah.
I still eat too much, but at least I'm eating too much of healthy stuff.
Right.
So it's still a problem. It's still something I'm working on.
Portion control.
Know.
We both have a problem with that.
We just came off of Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah.
And Viv made an amazing spread of mm-hmm. healthy alternatives. Since
yeah.
we were going to her brother's house and they had
a big party.
The big, you know, full
blowout.
On queso cheese dip, guacamole,
barbecue sandwiches,
regular tortilla chips, pulled pork barbecue,
enchiladas,
just forget about the candy cookies, cake, and all that.
All kinds of stuff.
And so Vivid prepared a very healthy
yeah.
cheese ball. And
yeah, that thing had virtually no fat in it. And it was so delicious.
Amazing.
So delicious.
And a fruit tray.
Oh, that got killed too.
Yeah.
They just went through the fruit tray.
That's one of the things is we brought all of this stuff for us so that we wouldn't be tempted. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then the healthier brownies.
Mm-hmm.
So we brought all this stuff so that we wouldn't be tempted. And everybody there dove into it
yeah.
as well. And everybody enjoyed it. That was really cool. So,
and kind of my standard is to always have too much. And mm-hmm. so we had probably 5 pounds of fruit.
Yeah.
And I also made these chicken sun-dried tomato meatballs from mm-hmm. scratch.
Oh,
that were
that's right. The meatballs.
So
oh,
good.
I forget the meatballs.
And I made like a double batch of that so people could make meatball mm-hmm. subs and stuff. So we had I made a double batch of the cheese, Southwestern cheese ball. I made a double batch of the meatballs, probably had 5 pounds of fruit, and then a batch of the low-fat, low-cholesterol mm-hmm. brownies. And, you know, I knew my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, would just go crazy for that stuff because mm-hmm. she's more like with us on that side. She'll provide all the junk food, but she really likes to eat healthier too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty much everybody was enjoying all of it. And I was so flattered by that, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really
And
cool.
it was a big boost to us. I didn't touch any of the bad stuff at
I know.
All. I was amazed.
We did great. I mean, our favorite triggers were there, the chili con queso and the for me, the peanut M&Ms. And it was such a decadent day. It felt like such a decadent cheating day.
Yeah.
And another thing was that Pepsi won.
Oh, yeah.
We don't drink sodas anymore. We stopped drinking sodas. We've even stopped drinking the iced tea with Splenda now. We've tried to cut caffeine out.
Yeah, this last week I had pretty almost, like I drank nothing. One soda in the middle of the week.
Yeah,
one
me
can
too.
Of soda and that's it.
Me too.
So no caffeine all week.
So when we got to the party and there was Pepsi One there, which we just love. Mm-hmm. We really love it. And it was like, I walked over and he's offered me a drink and I was like, well, what is it? He said, Pepsi One. And we were like, oh, and what did you call it? Nectar of the gods.
Oh, yes.
So that's, it's so funny that our big thrill was drinking a diet soda.
And we're at a Super Bowl bar. I didn't even end up drinking any beer.
Nope.
And just the Pepsi one, we were...
That was a treat.
And they had double stuffed Oreos.
They had chocolate candy. They had peanut M&M. They had all the stuff that I usually collapse.
I was very, very proud of us.
We did awesome.
Yeah. So for my weekly weigh-in, we had mentioned before our little social group and everybody gets on
and shares.
And I did my weigh-in and I was down another 2 pounds for the week.
That's awesome.
Which brought me to a total of 10 so far.
Yay.
So my January weight loss was 10 pounds.
That's so amazing. Considering we didn't even do anything the first week, we started January 7th.
That's true.
So I've lost 6 pounds.
All right.
Which I'm happy with because I always lose slower than you. That's just part of the male-female thing.
Yeah.
But my big thing is I have been tracking my progress on the recumbent bike.
Mm-hmm.
And also what I do on the elliptical and the weights and stuff. But the thing that's easiest to track is the recumbent bike.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided that we had seen somebody that had a goal for the year on how much he was going to run.
Right.
And so I was kind of like, oh, that's cool. So I'm going to set a goal for the recumbent bike for biking, you know, recumbent bike in the bad weather, good bike in the regular bike in good weather. So I added up from my log how many miles that I've done on the recumbent bike since January 7th. And I've done 161 miles.
Wow.
Just from January 7th until Sunday.
That's crazy.
You know, and I was just floored by that.
Yeah.
And so I did a calculation to see what was a realistic goal that I could do without hurting myself. And that would be like a real easy motivation for me. And I picked 2,000 miles because I did 161 in 1 month that wasn't even a full month. So my goal for the year is 2,000 miles on bike, either recumbent or, you know, standard bike. But that was just such a kick in the pants to me. 161 miles. I've been peddling.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Very cool.
We've been doing. I'm proud of us. We've stuck with this longer than we normally would. So that was our little boost for the weekend. We're very proud of ourselves. We're very full of ourselves right now on how well we did.
Yeah.
So
we better. That went longer than I thought, but I just thought that had to be said because I was very happy.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a promo real quick and feed straight into MA and how to make those January birthdays special.
That's right. Honor those kids.
Who in the heck is MA and PA?
MA's a geek podcaster parent who's letting her flag fly and helping you to raise your next generation right.
We're big geeks and we love it.
She's a single mom. She is gorgeous.
MA talks books, movies, anime, really, whatever she wants.
She is brilliant. She is amazing.
MA and PA is a great podcaster, but she suffers from an embarrassing lack of leather.
Did I mention she was hot?
Who is MA and PA? No one can tell you who MA and PA is. She must be experienced.
To be part of the MA in PA experience, head on over to www.bl8tn.net. You should go there right now, or else.
Better late than never, right?
So we're here with MA in PA.
Our new BFF.
Aw, hi guys. Hi, everybody.
Hey, hi. MA.
And we were going to talk about birthdays so close to the holidays because you two have something in common.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. T has a birthday at the end of January, and I know that your Quicksilver kid has one earlier in January. So,
yes.
So we just wanted to share I knew you were going to thump. Sorry, MA. I have to yell at Chooch when he thumps the microphone. So we just wanted to share ideas on how to make it a fantastic celebration, but one that's very separate from the Christmas that just happened.
Yeah, that's. I think that's important. And my sister-in-law has the same problem, only her birthday is the 27th.
Oh, man.
So that's got to be really tough. And we always, I know with her, I always try to, you know, get her something separately. Yeah. Right. So there have been a couple of times where I'm like, okay, big present, here you go.
Yeah.
But I think especially with the kids, you really need to make sure that it's separate, that they don't just get lumped in with everything.
Yeah, in my first marriage, my sister-in-law, her birthday is actually Christmas Day.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah. So we would do the Christmas morning, and then in the afternoon, we'd have a birthday party. And so, yeah, that was really tough. And
yeah, that is...
That would be a very fattening day.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. On top of, like, fruitcake, there'd be birthday cake as well. Yeah.
That's right. So when do you usually start planning for Quicksilver Kid's birthday? Do you start before Christmas? Or because his birthday is... really a lot closer to Christmas than Teeth.
Yeah. Well, basically we make that like the tail end of the Christmas season, because Christmas season for us starts in Thanksgiving, and then we keep the tree up till his birthday.
Oh,
and
cool.
That's you know, that because it's right at the beginning of January, and we have a fake tree so we can keep it up during that. But we also make sure that that day we don't break down the tree and we're not doing any chores or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But my shopping actually starts in the fall when I do my Christmas shopping. I shop for the birthday as well.
Gotcha.
I just make sure that he gets separate things. Like the one year he got two Star Wars computer games.
Uh-huh.
He got one for Christmas and one for his birthday.
Oh, cool.
Or sometimes there's a theme, you know, for this year, he got the Wii for Christmas, so he got a lot of Wii games.
Right.
He got his games at Christmas, and then we focused on the DS that he purchased after Christmas, and that's what we got him.
Oh, cool.
DS
that's right.
DS games for his birthday.
Very
so it
cool.
was a very video game-centered, you know, holiday season this year.
Yeah.
But I think he likes it because... He's got aunts and an uncle out in Western Pennsylvania, and they always send him money, and so he gets a big chunk of money at the, you know, holiday season. But then it's kind of sparse, you know, during the rest of the year, which is why usually I try to do something at his half birthday as well.
Oh, that's kind of what we're running into this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as far as us, T's birthday is late enough in January, practically to February, that. I have about 4 weeks after Christmas to plan. So I usually, before Christmas, I'll look at the calendar and see what day his birthday falls on, and then I'll just not think about it again.
Yeah.
And then once Christmas passes, then I'm like, okay, I get frantic. Yeah. Oh my gosh, now I haven't started planning it or anything. And it's usually not that big of a deal. He's pretty laid back. Mm-hmm. So I don't even have to look at anything until after Christmas.
Yeah, well, we've only ever had two birthday parties for him. I had one for him this year, and that was just kind of an insane after Christmas. I'm like, I want to have a party. And I want to have a party. So I had a birthday party for him, you know, that was kind of a holiday open house birthday party, because it was there were some kids there, but I didn't want to be overloaded with children in my place because my place is not – you've been there. It's not kid-friendly.
Yeah, I would be anxious to have a lot of kids in the house.
Yeah. But when he was four, I had a big full kid party with all the kids in his daycare class.
Wow.
And their parents. And so I was planning for that before Thanksgiving, because again, at that point, money was really tight.
Yeah.
So I was buying, you know, I bought the birthday party supplies, you know, all like the kit that I got from Birthday Express with all the favors and all the,
yeah,
you know, all the crap that comes with it. It was Blue's Clues.
Oh. And,
you know, the plates and the cups and the napkins and the decorations and the favor, you know, and the favors.
We did
and
that. Yep. We did Blue's Clues for the third birthday. So I know all the loot you're talking about.
And it was insane, but I actually bought that in November.
Oh, that's
and
smart.
Then I had to go and get more of it because more people RSVP'd than I thought was going to. But can I just, the one thing that sucks about the January birthday, and the reason why I'm so hesitant to plan a party, is the whole snow factor.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's burned us really badly, actually, over the years. What's your worst story from that?
Well, see, that was the thing, is that we've only really had two parties like that were in the house. Last year, we had a bunch of people meet us at Chuck E. Cheese's, and I bought pizza and tokens for everybody. We didn't even have the official party with the dancing people.
Right.
Because they're just scary. you know, those dancing teenagers, you just got to wonder
You've
about
You've got to wonder. Yeah. What's going on in that costume?
So, I mean, and everybody had a really good time, and I actually ended up spending probably a lot less money than I would have, you know, if I would have actually gone through the whole party. Mm-hmm. But the year that I had this big party that I must have spent $400 on.
Yeah.
And for me, for being a single mom who doesn't have, you know, one income, paying for daycare and all that stuff, even though I was living with my parents at the time, it was still, that was a big chunk
that's
of change. And I still had to do, that's why I just never understood the whole birthday parties. And we didn't even have the entertainment. Was I did a digital photo scavenger hunt where
I
took digital photos, and they were 4 years old, but they could see, okay, where's this picture? And they go around and had to find, and at the end they found their favors.
That is so cool.
That was better than, and we didn't have a character come in or somebody doing, you know, they just ran around and had fun.
That's cool.
And, yeah. And then I made the Blue's Clues cake, you know, making a one round cape and then cupcakes for the paws.
I did that too. I should get out pictures. We should compare. I bet ours looked exactly the same.
Wow. I don't even know where my pictures from that are. I don't think I made it that far in my scrapbooks. They're probably
awesome.
Down the basement in my book. But yeah, but we did that.
Yeah,
and
the paw print.
I had some of my friends bring food and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And my mom was there, so she made some food. But then, you know, the kids all got ice cream cups that I got at BJ's.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and we all sat on a big plastic sheet in the family room. Because it's four-year-olds, and we played silly games like hold the beanbag on the shovel and go across and put it in the pail.
Aww.
And, you know, all those homemade games and stuff. Because, I mean, there were four. What were you going to do with them?
Exactly.
But it was really good. And actually, I got called Martha Stewart by all the other parents because they all went to McDonald's I was the only one that did a home party.
That's so cool.
So
I've actually gotten burned on the cold weather 3 different times.
Oh, no.
And actually nearly burned a fourth time. We did, for a while, all he wanted was the Chuck E. Cheese parties. And so we did 1 year where we almost got snowed and shut down.
Oh.
The following year, which was the year that he was so sick and came out of the hospital, we actually did get snowed down on the first weekend that we tried to do it because Chooch was going to be here from out of town that weekend.
Yeah.
So we got snowed out and had to do it another weekend.
Oh, wow.
And then last year, we've got a local little, it's think Chuck E. Cheese, but not. It's like an amusement kind of thing, and it's got indoor arcades and indoor games like rock climbing and
laser tag.
Laser tag.
Oh, wow.
And then they've got outdoor stuff. And when you guys come down, we'll totally have to take Quicksilver
so
Kid there.
Batting cages and go-karts.
The weather will be better. But they've got, outside they've got the batting cages and the go-karts, like Chooch was saying. They've also got some kind of a boat ride that I don't think we've ever done.
Probably like bumper boats.
Yeah.
But
in the winter, if it's like less than 40 degrees or any kind of bad weather, they close all that down. So to do a party there, you have to pay for everything. And if they don't have the outdoor stuff, then you're just out of luck.
Oh, wow.
So that happened last year. We paid for the whole thing and only got to use the indoor stuff, which is more little kid stuff.
Yeah.
So this year he wanted to do a paintball party. And we couldn't really see scheduling the paintball party when we didn't know if it was going to be snowing. We didn't know if it's going to be 20 degrees outside.
Frozen
and
paintballs.
I would think that the little paintballs would, I would think that they wouldn't explode so well in really cold weather.
Yeah.
And I was talking about that on Twitter, and Biscuit from CultureCast actually was saying, that would probably hurt really bad. Yeah. You might want to rethink it. And I was like, I was just worried about the weather itself, not hard little frozen paintballs. But then we figured they probably kept the paintballs inside, but still, you know, you're outside and all that. So we did his regular birthday party, but we're going to actually go do paintball birthday party later on in the spring when it's nicer. So his birthday isn't even done yet. We still have to take all those kids paintball.
So he'd had a big sleepover with a bunch of friends.
We've done things where in the middle of the summer, we've taken a couple people to, you know, go do something. And that's kind of like his half birthday celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's so much going on around the holidays. And you know, it's, I mean, usually his birthday is like the culmination, especially now that we're in our own apartment. That's the culmination of the holiday season. We end it with a bang with his birthday.
Right.
And sometimes it's just us, you know, him having cake for breakfast, you know.
There you go.
Birthday cake for breakfast.
Yeah.
And, doing that sort of thing, or making, you know, making him a special breakfast.
Yeah.
And then sometimes my parents do, you know, a dinner that night. But, you know, I try to keep the parties to a minimum, even though my last party was a rousing success. So you never know. I might do it again.
It sure sounded like it. Wish we could have made it out there for that.
Oh, that would have been so cool. Of course, there was no room in my apartment. There were so many people there.
But, you know, when you're having fun, you don't hear any complaints about that either. It's the more the merrier.
That's for sure. Yeah. And that was, I think it was a really good party. I know I couldn't have done it by myself. So.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
So... do you find, because one of the problems that I have, it sounds like you probably don't have this because you plan so well and so far in advance, but the problems that I've had over the years was, first of all, what do you want for your birthday? Oh, gosh, you know, and he's sitting there with a pile of Christmas presents still. And like you said, a stack of cash from presents from people who didn't know what to get him. And so it's like trying to get him to start that list up. And then if you can get him to think of anything, trying to find it in the stores, which are still emptied from the Christmas stuff going on. So how much do you struggle with that? Although it sounds like you plan ahead well enough.
Oh, well, usually what we do is we do a combined list, and the Quicksilver kid knows that, you know, you, if you don't get it on Christmas, you might get it on your birthday, and you might not get it at all, but you'll probably get money that you can go and get it yourself.
Right.
And it was really funny. He thought he wanted a DS for Christmas. He didn't get one. And I guess he must have known that after getting the Wii, he wasn't that kind of blew a lot of the budget.
Right.
Because he was like, I'm just going to go. I just want to go and get it. And we found the DS that he wanted after Christmas. It took some doing, but we found it. But again, he used his Christmas money and the money they'd been saving to get that.
Cool.
Yeah. So I was really proud of him for that. But yeah, he's really pretty good. He's not one to say, I want this, 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 and this, and this, you know?
Yeah.
Like this year, you know, he wanted a Wii and he wanted, you know, a DS, and he actually thought, I think he thought he was going to get a DS, and I think the Wii was a complete and total surprise.
Don't you love that?
Yeah, and so that was really cool. And I'm surprised because it was in my closet, and I'm sure it was out there at some point, but
right.
He didn't see it.
Oh, cool.
But he's actually pretty good. I mean, the only couple times where I can remember him saying that he really, really wanted something was when he wanted a bike. And he got a bike for Christmas. And I don't even remember what he got for his birthday that year. I think that was the year that he had his birthday party. And he kind of understood that because he was having the birthday party, the presents were, you know, were like, because he saw me, you know, we were doing this and we were doing this and we were wrapping this. And he helped with all the preparations as much as he could be.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So, but he's always been also really conscious of the fact that I don't have that much to spend on presents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I always make sure that, like, the pile of Christmas presents is usually bigger than the pile of birthday presents.
Yeah.
But
that's the way it always is, I think, no matter when the birthday is.
Well, last year he got Battlefront 2 and Age of Empires, and he had really wanted Battlefront 2, and I decided to hold that off for his birthday. So he opened up Age of Empires, and he goes, I'm going to get Battlefront 2 for my birthday. So he knows the deal, and I think he knows the deal, and actually it's worked out just the way his visits with his father have gone. He got his Christmas presents in June last year.
So
you know, he gets stuff spread out through the year. But I also make it a point not to do, I don't do, the only clothing I do is pajamas on Christmas Eve. He does not get clothing for Christmas or his birthday.
Same here.
Yeah,
that's my one rule. I mean, if he had his birthday at another time of the year, then maybe. But really, this is the only time that he gets toys and loot and stuff, because we're not one. I mean, we'll buy the odd video game, you know, here and there during the year, but we don't go to the store to buy a toy.
Right.
You know, I'm not that kind of parent. And, you know, he'll ask if he wants to buy something, he has to save it up with his allowance.
Right.
That's how we are, too. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I've seen these kids that, you know, every time they go to Target, they expect to come home with a toy.
Wow.
Only if it comes out of your allowance, kid.
Only if it comes out of your allowance. And there's sometimes when I have, when there's been, you know, something special has happened or I'm feeling particularly rich that day. But it's not anything that, you know, he knows that every time we go to Target, he's going to come right. away with something.
Yeah.
We'll find things now and then. Like he was really into one of the, T was into one of the trading card games. Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah. I don't remember which one. But so I had seen that there was some deck that was, the stores were always out of them.
Yeah.
I was at the Target and I happened to see there was one on the shelf.
Yeah.
And so I grabbed that. And then I think I actually ended up hanging on to it for a week because we knew his grades were coming in.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
he
yeah.
got good grades. So I gave it to him.
Yeah.
So now that I think about it, it ended up yeah, being a well, reward.
Was, yeah. Yeah. Well, that was the same thing when we were collecting the Thomas trains because by the end, we had most of them.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it was, you know, it was something big, but we never just went to the store to buy a toy.
Right.
But so I make sure that. That his birthday and his and Christmas, he doesn't get anything that he absolutely that he needs.
Right.
I guess maybe that's a function of me because I always got stuff that I needed or I was supposed to want.
Yeah.
And that's to me, that's not what Christmas is supposed to be about.
Totally not.
Of course, you know, Matthew got a tennis racket this year and tennis balls as a hint that he should be getting out of the house. but of course, you know, he can't use that right now.
Right.
So, but I try to get him one active thing, mm-hmm. even though this year it was really, really video game centric.
Right.
Yeah.
We got a lot, but that's the thing.
But
that
it's
we were
the
getting.
Wii too. So you're up and moving around, you know?
Yeah. Well, that was the thing. It was, you were up and moving around and it was a completely new system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I wanted to make sure that he had stuff to play. Because I had a feeling that I was going to get sick of hearing the little Wii Sports noises all the time. It's a matter of my sanity and how much time I'm going to have to hear those little
right.
ditties.
And that does play into it. It really does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as far as other people, like family and friends, how receptive do you find them to making it as big a deal as you're trying to make it for them?
They're really pretty good about it. They have separate things for his birthday and for Christmas.
Yeah.
Some of them don't. Some of them put them all together. But as I said, his aunts and uncle that live in Western Pennsylvania are very good about sending him two cards and sending him, you know, two checks or two gift cards, you know, so he's getting mail like crazy, and he loves it when he gets mail.
You
know, he loves it when he gets a card or when he gets – and he loves to open up the card and find something in there.
Yeah.
So.
That's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Oh, no. And he likes to be able to, like, build up the money in his wallet so that then he can go and be spending it out. He's actually pretty good. Like, he still has, I think, $50 left from Christmas and his birthday left, if not more.
That's awesome.
And – so he hasn't earned any allowance yet this year. He's like, I've got plenty of money.
Oh.
He said that today. I'm like, you haven't been helping out with the chores. You haven't gotten your allowance because he has to do a specific amount of things.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, I have plenty of money right now. And
oh,
I'm like,
wow.
Oh, well, la-di-da.
That doesn't work in my house. It's do the chores. And if you don't do them quick enough or good enough, then you only get half of your allowance. So get moving. Well, T actually has a stack of money left over from Christmas and from his birthday. He's saving up for that Rock Band game for the Wii.
Oh, okay.
So
I heard that was going to be released.
I
saw something in my Google Reader this week that it was going to be released for the Wii.
Thank you, MA.
Got the thumbs up from Dan about
that's
that.
Right, because they had been put, they said last year they were going to do it when they announced the game on the other platforms,
uh-huh.
and they've been talking about it, but no big announcements have been made. So Chooch was about to cut me down at the knees, and you saved me because he wouldn't have believed just me.
But that would mean we don't have to buy a PS3.
Yeah, that was the other thing, is we were talking about getting a PS3 because I didn't want to get that big expense, that $170 game for the PS2 when the PS2 is, you know, well, we talked about that last weekend, but
yeah. Well, that's the thing, is Matthew was playing the drums at Best Buy today, and I just called him Matthew. Don't worry about it. Everybody knows his name anyway. But yeah, he was playing the drums, and he was okay. He failed the song, but it looks like fun. I wouldn't mind playing drums. I'm not too big with the guitar because we have Guitar Hero, but
we love Guitar Hero.
I would just wish they had more songs that were like me. They should have Guitar Hero.
Yeah.
With Broadway tunes, and I would be happy.
There's a
memories from Cats, right?
Yeah. There's a Guitar Hero for the PC that's called like Frets on Fire. And
really?
It's a third party. It's not from the actual company.
Right.
And it's really cool because you...
the one where you use your keyboard?
Well, there's two. There's one that's a Flash-based, and they both use the keyboard. So the Frets on Fire is, you pick up the keyboard, and it's like the function keys are your frets, and you hit the space bar or backspace or something for the strumming. But the big thing is you can use your own MP3 collection, and it'll try to do, like, it'll try to pick up stuff. So it's not exactly the notes, but it picks up on the beat.
Oh, so that's cool.
And then people create their own files for it that go with your...
So that's
cool. Yeah, you do whatever songs you want. And then, the Flash one, you don't do your own custom songs, but you pick up your keyboard and...
Yeah, I heard about that one.
And I was thinking it would be... From the 80s perspective, they should have made it Guitar Hero with the keyboard and the synthesizer sounds.
So I think you said Dan is there, so he's probably looking at you like, what's a keytar?
I never said the word keytar, and he's giving me a funny look. Well, that's it. I don't think we're going to be getting Rock Band in this house anytime soon.
Like I said, T has the money saved up, and it's just a matter of me making him hold on to it for when it comes out for the week. Because I kind of put my foot down. No, we're not doing the PS2. To do it for PS3, we have to drop $700 or something. And so,
there's not going to be any more consoles coming into this house.
That's right.
M really wants to buy a Xbox 360.
Yeah.
The teen. And of course, he's got his own struggles with money saving.
It's not really an issue because he's got a girlfriend. That's where the money goes. So I'm not really worried about the argument with the Xbox. He's got to get himself out of the hole he's in financially with us before he can start saving.
Oh, boy. Oh, he's in the hole with you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we advanced him Christmas present money for the girlfriend, and now their six-month anniversary is next week, so we're advancing him date night money for that, and then Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day is a big deal.
And then he's taking an out-of-state trip with his choir group. And
wow. Oh, my.
Yeah, it's an expense. I'm waiting for March for it to be less expensive, but then it's Chooch's birthday, so there goes that money, too. So hopefully April, we'll have a little bit of money, a couple nickels to rub together.
There you go.
Oh, wow. Well, did you have anything else you wanted to say on the subject, M.A.?
No, I think that's about it. I'm good. I guess it's just, if you do end up having, you just have to be mindful that your kid realizes that it's special and you don't lump everything in together.
Right.
And especially if you're a January baby, making sure that there are definite snow dates and promises, IOUs. We did an IOU for Sesame Place.
Yeah.
At his birthday 1 year, and then we went and we got season passes to Sesame Place.
Ooh.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I just remembered something. A friend of mine who was also a single mom for a period of time, she has a daughter who just turned 21, by the way, Chooch.
Ooh.
I know we're old. But her birthday is the week after T's birthday. So she's got another week of distance from Christmas. But because of the whole snow thing, they always lived in either North Carolina or Virginia. So they always had to deal with snow stuff, too. They would literally get out a calendar, and she would just close her eyes and pick a date. And if it was, a later in the year day, and that was when they would celebrate her birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
Which I thought, well, that's really cool. You still could honor them on their actual birthday, but still give them the better chance of people being able to make it in the bad weather.
Yeah, and that was the other thing. I always felt that I hated having, because my birthday is the first week of September. So it always falls on Labor Day weekend. You know how hard it is to plan a party for a kid on Labor Day weekend because everybody's away or they're too busy getting ready to go to school. I had so many birthday parties where hardly anybody showed up. And so that was the one thing is that before I would make sure that when I'm planning a party, I'll be like, okay, save the date. I'm planning a party here. I don't want people not to show up. And so I'm always afraid nobody's going to show up. And then everybody RSVP.
I'm the same way. I call the key players and say, okay, this is the day. Don't schedule anything. Do you have anything scheduled? Okay, maybe we'll move it to Sunday. You know, because you gotta have that special day. You're honoring, you know, Christmas as it should be honored, but you also have to make your child realize that you appreciate them on their special day too, which it sounds like I think we're both doing a good job on.
Yeah.
Both houses have it covered.
Yes. Props to both of us. Well, thank you for having me on Into the Blender, guys. I really appreciate it.
We're so grateful to you for joining us in this discussion. When I saw you going in Twitter about Quicksilver Kid's birthday, I said, ooh, show idea. Yeah. Somebody I can talk to about this.
Yeah. And we were both pregnant basically at the same time. So.
Exactly. You dropped your baby off a little earlier than I did, but yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, he was early.
That's right.
He couldn't wait to get here. Yeah. He couldn't wait to get here.
What was his actual due date?
The 15th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They would have just been a week apart then.
Yeah, they would have been.
Wow. And you know, we're both Virgos. I think that's why we get along so good. My birthday's the middle of September, September 19th.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, mine's the 5th.
Oh, 2 weeks apart. See, we'll have to do something this year. We'll have to do a girls' weekend or something.
And Leanne's birthday is in September as well.
I haven't met her yet.
You need to.
She going
to
be at Balticon?
Virgo twins. She may be. I'm hoping she will be.
Uh-huh. Virgo's got to stick together because we take a lot of crap. Chooch just gave me a look.
Well, thanks for joining us, MA. It was great to have you on.
Thank you for having me on Into the Blender. It's been a lot of fun, and I love your pod. I love the show. It's just you guys just speak to me. It's one of those shows where you hear it and you're like, wow, they get it.
Oh, thanks.
Sometimes we have to get hit in the head with the 2x4, but we get it.
Yeah.
We love your show too, because since we were both single parents for a period of time, we definitely get the vibe with what you're going through too, and all the challenges of keeping up with the kid and keeping up with the families and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
So
definitely.
I think our two shows definitely kind of meet in the middle.
I think they do too.
And where can we find your show?
If anybody's interested, you can come on over to Better Late Than Never at www.blatn.net.
All right.
And you're also in iTunes for people that are simple like I am and prefer to just go clicky clicky and let iTunes figure it all out.
And I'm in iTunes, that's for sure.
Yes. Well, great. Yes. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon, MA.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. It's hard time you believe in all
your pleasures, cause I've found the key to all your dreams. So we're back once again. I wanted to say another thanks to MA for doing the interview with us. It was so much fun and brought immediate flashbacks from, you know, the last weekend that we spent together. That's so much fun.
Yeah.
We didn't have any voicemails. We didn't have any comments.
Sniff, sniff.
There was no feedback this week.
But that's okay. Because we've had a great week.
And it was a long episode anyway. So I really don't want to go on too much longer.
Don't go too emo for too long.
Yeah. So go ahead and wrap this up. And just say real quick, if you want to leave a voicemail or get a hold of us in some way throughout the week, you can call 413-669-4720.
Or you can send an email to intotheblender@gmail.com. Or, as always, you can leave a comment on our site at intotheblender.com.
Great.
So thanks for listening, and we'll talk at you later.
Have a great week.
Bye, guys. You light the suns in all my worlds.
It's hard time you believe. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it.
Rachel.
Sally.